again with clear conditions. We're at our overnight low. In fact, we've dropped another degree. Right now it is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. Also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal emergency management workers halted door-to-door operations in hurricane-ravaged North Carolina after threats of violence. William Jacob Parsons charged in Rutherford County with misdemeanors. Pete Gaynor is a former FEMA chief.
We have the best mission in the federal government, helping people before, during, and after disaster. I think we have some of the most dedicated employees that are trying to do that for their fellow Americans. And stuff like this, it's not good for morale. For anyone on the team.
Authorities say Parsons had a rifle and a handgun when they busted him. Death on the job in southern New Jersey, where a New Jersey transit train struck a chunk of tree on the tracks. The train's operator was killed. Nearly two dozen passengers suffered injuries of varying degree. South Korea says North Korea blew up northern sections of cross-border roads that are no longer being used. North Korean leader Kim has vowed to abandon the goal of peaceful Korean unification. This is ABC News. Boeing says it'll lay off 17,000 workers amid the ongoing strike by union machinists. The head of the Labor Department came calling.
With no end in sight for the now month-long machinist strike at Boeing, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu traveled to Seattle on Monday to meet with Boeing and the workers' union. The two sides cut off talks last week. The Department of Labor says a secretary is assessing the situation and encouraging both parties to move forward with bargaining. The workers who build the Boeing 737, 767, and 777 are demanding their pensions be reinstated. Boeing says it can't do that. Alex Stone, ABC News.
More than 30 couples turned out in Newry, Maine for the annual North American Wife Carrying Championship. Contestants carrying their partner through a 278-yard course of water, logs, and mud. In this year's event, competing couples didn't have to be married. The winner gets their partner's weight in beer or five times their weight in cash. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in NBA preseason basketball, the Bucks over Chicago 111-107. And Juan Soto homer during the Yankees' three-run third inning. And it was the Yankees taking advantage of Cleveland's wildness in a 5-2 victory in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos homered as the Mets stopped the Dodgers' record-tying postseason scoreless streak in a 7-3 victory, tying the National League Championship Series at one apiece. Josh Allen and the Bills overcame a Hail Mary touchdown throw by Aaron Rodgers as the first half ended to beat the Jets 23-20 and take control of the AFC East. Allen threw two touchdown passes and ran for another score, and Tyler Bass made up for an earlier miss by kicking a go-ahead 22-yard field goal with 3:43 remaining. In the NHL, New Jersey 3-0 over Utah, Florida 4, Boston 3. Ottawa defeated Los Angeles 8-7 in overtime. The Rangers 4, Detroit 1. Pittsburgh 6-3 over Montreal, and the Islanders got the win against Colorado. That final score was 6-2. And that is an update on sports.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're a woman over 40, it's a good idea to talk to your provider about your risks. Breast cancer is the second most common type of cancer in women. In fact, 1 in 8 women will develop this cancer sometime during their life. But early detection saves lives. So talk to your provider about scheduling a mammogram. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high of 53 degrees, partly cloudy and cool conditions with north to northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, mainly clear and cold with a hard freeze, a low of 25. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant and in the upper 50s for a high. Thursday, mid-60s with gusty winds and 70 by Friday. Right now, east and northeast winds are around 2 miles per hour. And here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 32 degrees. Good morning. Hello. Tuesday, October 15th.
Oh, only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to.
McGraw on FM 100.9, 6:13 the time. Today, October 15th, the 289th day of 2024. Just 77 days left in the year. How can that be? Man, we are flying, and here we are in the middle of October as well. This is the time of year when nearly any kind of weather can happen. But we will be kind of more like in the fall mode. I did hide a couple of our little plants in the garage last night. Certainly going to have to do that tonight if you want them to survive. That's for sure. The frost advisory until 9 this morning. Tomorrow morning, though, early on until 9, we'll be under a freeze warning with those temps dropping down to 25 degrees. 'Tis the season.
She's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be,
I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash on WRCO FM 100.9. 16 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Drive carefully on your way out and about today. Little animals are moving and grooving as well, so look out for them. And maybe allow a little extra time today. Getting ready for, you know, a few more things. There are a lot of things that I should be doing in the great outdoors, and maybe put them off till this weekend when the temperature really gets nice. But then, that's pretty nice to be doing fun things, too, so we'll see. Generally, I wait until the day before they're predicting about 4 inches of snow, and say, okay, I suppose I better pick up the yard.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district, because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
FM 100.9, 625 the time. Getting into some good soup weather, some good
apple crisp weather and things like that. Yes, 32 degrees at WRCO. There's a little bit of a breeze, east to southeast winds, 1 to 2 miles per hour this morning, on our way upward toward 53 degrees later on, which is warmer than yesterday's 49, by the way. Gradual weather increases and warm temps toward the end of the week. This is Blake Shelton on FM 100.9.
Girl, when I look at you, you look through me like I'm not even there. I'm trying not to give up, to be strong, but I'm afraid to say I'm scared. I can't find the place your heart is hiding. And I'm no quitter, but I'm tired of fighting. Baby, I love you, don't wanna lose you. Don't make me let you go. Took such a long time for me to find you. Don't make me let you go. I'm long gone, it dawns on you, you just might want me back. Let me make myself clear, if I leave here, it's done, I'm gone, that's that. You carry my love around like it's a heavy burden. I'm about to take it back, are you sure it's worth it? Baby, I love you, don't wanna lose you. Don't make me let you go. Took such a long time for me to find you. Don't make me let you go. Baby, I'm begging, please, and I'm down here on my knees. I don't wanna have to set you free. Don't make me.
That's Blake Shelton on Country and Community, WRCO. Our news, weather, and sports update is next.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update today at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, partly cloudy and cool conditions await. It will be up to around 53 degrees. A frost advisory is in effect for our area until 9 this morning. It's 32 degrees.
From now to October 15th, Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court and Main.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. As we check out some news for you today on this Tuesday, October 15th, due to prolonged drought conditions and potential for elevated fire danger, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reinstating burning permits in 13 counties. A permit is now required for burning in a debris pile, a barrel, or in grasslands and wooded areas unless the ground is snow-covered. A burn permit is not required for campfires intended for cooking or warming, but the public is reminded to use extreme caution. All of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, and Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties are included. More information is available on the DNR's website. Now is the time to get involved if you want to help with hurricane relief. Red Cross of Wisconsin Executive Director Catherine Halverson says 94 Wisconsin Red Cross volunteers and staff members deployed to help with cleanup after Hurricane Milton. Halverson says the best way people can help is with financial donations, but they can also volunteer to help virtually. More information on ways to help can be found at the Red Cross website, redcrossblood.org. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kicked off a busy week in the battleground state with a rally at UW-Eau Claire. Walz says he believes the race for the presidency will be won going through Wisconsin. Walz also spoke on the importance of getting young people out to vote. The campus stop was Walz's fifth in Wisconsin since being selected as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. A pair of Milwaukee-area park and ride locations are closed to prevent their use of unhoused people. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced the closures Monday. A DOT spokesperson said people have set up tents and have been living in spaces meant for commuters to park their vehicles to take Milwaukee County Transit into the city. Multiple police and fire calls have been made to the lots in response to gunshots and overdoses. Social service groups have helped 80 people who had been living in the camps find new homes. A strike is over at the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee. Union machinists were on strike for a week after their previous contract expired. The 43 employees were seeking higher wages and better life-work balance in their hours. A Molson Coors spokesperson says the new three-year contract ensures the plant will keep running and that workers will be well compensated. The Richland School Board of Education met last night. Richland School District business official John Bosworth presented information about the equalized value and levy rate and property tax versus state aid. The board will set the tax levy for the Richland School District at the October 28th meeting. He reported that at this time, there is just a small increase in the factors for the tax levy. The only increase in the tax levy is due to inflation. The fair market value on the tax bill is the same as the equalized value. Bosworth also gave four different scenarios of what the tax levy could be for the 2024-25 preliminary budget. Factors to consider are state aid, levy rate, and future years. The mill rates being considered are $8.56, $8.66, $9.12, and $10.22. Of all the townships, Buena Vista will be the hardest hit due to its 18% increase in equalized value. Many of the board members feel that the rate needs to be kept in the area of the amount that was promised in the referendum. The most popular scenario among board members was number two, which calls for a maximum revenue and paying $100,000. The board unanimously approved scenario two at a levy of $8.66. A referendum project process was approved, which allows the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee members to review any bid specs and proposals and select a vendor so long as the decision is unanimous. If any bid selection is not endorsed by all present members of the committee, that bid process would then come to the full board for education, for action that is, to allow the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee chairperson and district administrator to approve changes. Orders up to $25,000 and to allow the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee as a whole to approve change orders up to $150,000 if the decision is unanimous by the committee. All other situations will come to the full board for consideration. There will be no school in the Richland School District Wednesday. It is an in-service day, and parent-teacher conferences will be held from 11 until 7. The Richland School District's annual meeting and budget hearing will be held Monday, October 21st at 6:30 in the Richland Center High School, IMC. The average price of gasoline rose 3.7 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state was just over $3, $3.03 yesterday. This is 5.6 cents higher than a month ago, but over 20 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say Iran's attack on Israel is responsible for the slight climb in prices at the pump. While Hurricane Milton has left a third of all stations in Florida without gas, the storm itself is not impacting prices. Oil prices are recently starting to fall again, so we could start to see a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 53, partly cloudy and cool conditions. Mainly clear and cool with a hard freeze tonight and a low of 25. Sunny and pleasant Wednesday and 58. There's a frost advisory for the entire area through about 9 this morning. And then tomorrow morning, a freeze warning from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. for a very frosty morning tomorrow. Also looking ahead, Thursday 65, Friday 70, and Saturday and Sunday, it will be lower to middle 70s. Currently at the WRCO studios, we're at 31 degrees.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up in sports, a look at the local and area schedule for today and tonight, and details on a Bucks win in the preseason and the Major League Baseball results as well, and how it's happened so far. So we look out some things that have happened in sports, including some exciting baseball from last night, and Aaron Rodgers threw another Hail Mary, but his team didn't win.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the local and area schedule tonight, we'll have high school volleyball. Richland Center hosts Lancaster. It is the second to the last match of the regular season for the Hornets. Also, there is soccer in the area. Richland Center is playing at River Valley for soccer action. Varsity will play at 7, JV around 5 today. Also for River Valley, volleyball action going on this evening as the girls will be hosting Dodgeville. Kickapoo is in action tonight as they take on Seneca in girls volleyball. Ithaca is home against Lafarge, and Weston will be home against Wazika Steuben in the Ridge and Valley for volleyball. The Boscobel girls volleyball teams will be home to host Cuba City, and Riverdale will be at Iowa Grant in SWAL play. The Bucks last night were winners, 111-107 against Chicago. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points and Damian Lillard 20 in the exhibition season game. And Coach Doc Rivers talked about the contest.
Listen, I don't want to be down, but it was good for them to gather defensively and start moving the ball. I thought the first half, even though it was more our defense and the offensive rebounds and the hustle plays, but I thought offensively we didn't share the ball. We didn't play together. I mean, we were shooting 50%. Like, it's hard to complain, but we wasn't playing right. And then in the first 8 minutes, the ball's hopping. We're getting wide open threes, wide open layups, deep posts. That's who we have to be. So that was better.
Look hard, but you won't find any Big Ten men's basketball teams in the top 10 of the first Associated Press poll. The highest-ranked team is Purdue at number 14. Indiana is ranked 17th. UCLA checks in at 22, and Rutgers at 25. The Wisconsin Badger men's team got just 5 points from the voters, and that would place Coach Greg Gard's squad around number 45. Major League Baseball, managing the streaming broadcasts of Brewers' 2025 games, brings with it possible challenges. Blackouts will no longer be a frustrating factor for fans, but there is a financial downside. When the Minnesota Twins switched to MLB, that team had to slice payroll by $30 million. There are questions about Milwaukee remaining competitive despite a string of recent successful seasons. Houston Texans defensive tackle Mario Edwards Jr. will miss the game at Green Bay this weekend. Edwards has finally started to show why he was drafted in the second round. Now he's going to be sidelined for 4 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drugs policy. The Packers are one of 4 teams in the league with more than 1,000 yards rushing this season. They can be expected to try to exploit the Texans' defense. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the Texans' offense during his press conference yesterday.
I think their offense is a lot different, too, when Mixon's back. He ripped off a couple of long runs yesterday. The physicality with which he runs the football is different than most. So he'll be a big challenge. I think C.J. Stroud is, I mean, he is as talented as anybody. He's got a lot of weapons to throw to.
Last night, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills overcame a Hail Mary touchdown throw by Aaron Rodgers as the first half ended to beat the Jets by a score of 23-20 and take control of the AFC East. Allen threw two touchdown passes and ran for another score, and Tyler Bass made up for an earlier miss by kicking a go-ahead 22-yard field goal with 3:43 remaining. Juan Soto homered during New York's 3-run third inning. Carlos Rodon got his first postseason win, and the Yankees took advantage of Cleveland's wildness in a 5-2 victory in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos homered as the Mets stopped the Dodgers' record-tying postseason scoreless streak in a 7-3 victory, tying the National League Championship Series at one game apiece. That's an update on sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel. May be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO.
When you left, I told myself I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. And when I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal, but you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. And when I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. When I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in one.
it all inward. Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. A gentleman's wife. Well, I measure people don't understand the pleasure when I was 14. Now I'm crowd 30, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Still beautiful after all these years. That is Don Williams on WRCO. It is now 7 minutes before 7 o'clock, October 15th. Yeah, you can have all kinds of weather. This would have been my dad's birthday. He was born on October 15th, and I remember different times it was either sunny, or there were times when we were trying to get some fall stuff done, and it was snowing, and yeah, you just never know this time of year. October 15th, we're going to be a little bit chilly today at times, 53 degrees, but overall, not too bad, better than yesterday. I was a little bit grumpy yesterday. Like, it's cold outside. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. But as I told June last night, on a day in January, yesterday it will seem like, whoa, it's spring. It's all in what you're used to.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock with your market results from October the 14th. We had 347 head today, 17 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 159 to 169 and a half. Choice Holstein steers, 148 to 158. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 147 and down. 95 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 119 to 134. The middle 60, 87 to 118. And the bottom 20%, 86 and down. Four bulls day, most bulls, 130 to 149. 210 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 530 to 700. Quality Holstein heifer calves 430 and down. Quality beef calves 300 to 930. And the light and poor quality calves 180 and down. Don't forget we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great week.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Famous movies released on this date include way back when the movie, the very first version of Heidi came out in 1937, Sabrina in 1954. More recently, a movie called Rudy, very inspiring movie in 1993. I always like that one. The Great Dictator, the Charlie Chaplin film that came out in 1940, critically acclaimed. And one that... boy, it won a lot of awards. I think Clint Eastwood directed it, but I remember seeing it and being kind of disturbed, like, oh, man, I don't know if I liked that movie. Mystic River came out in 2003 on this day. Coming up, the news update from ABC and the Quizzy Poo with Old Hank next hour.
Girl, I swear I never use words like forever. Can't believe that ever came.